Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is specially presented by Waterbird. That is right. Waterbird's canned cocktails. You can find them in grocery stores, a convenience store, a liquor store near you. They make high-quality canned cocktails with real premium distilled spirits. Waterbird's ranch water, fantastic. If you never had ranch water, real premium Blanco tequila, sparkling water, lime juice, fantastic. I'm an Austinite from Texas. Tell you what, ranch water, very popular there. It is delicious, must have. You got to try Waterbirds. It's the ultimate refreshment. Makes their ranch water with real tequila, not from sugar or malt like all the others in the market. Waterbird also makes a delicious tequila margarita. The Waterbird tequila margarita is made with Waterbird's real premium Blanco tequila, distilled in Mexico, sparkling water, lime juice, triple sec, and a little pinch of salt. No mixing, none of that necessary. Waterbird canned, all ready to go. Don't need anything else there. It's all right there. The ranch water, awesome. Tequila margarita, just as good. Maybe even better. Who knows? Try them both. Figure out which one you like the best. Again, maybe you're going to like both of them. But try Waterbird. You can find them grocery store, convenience store, liquor store near you. Thank you to Waterbird for sponsoring this podcast. All right, welcome to The Bracket, the Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast presented by Waterbird. We've done three brackets so far. Jeff Lowe alongside Ken Jack, my Lights, Camera, Barstool co-host. Nick, KB, Owen, Che. The first one we did Worst Mascot, the one by the Wizard of Fries from Burger King. Then we did, I've already forgotten, we have three of them. I've already forgotten all of them. My brain.
Gas station snacks.
Best gas station snack. Well, that's why I don't remember it, because fucking beef jerky won. and then last week, we didn't even like it, except for you.
When I emailed you, I said that was my number one and nothing else was close.
Yeah. Well, and then Kevin James won Best James.
That was predictable.
Yeah. So this week we're doing Most Boring Thing. So we all sent in suggestions. We actually didn't do a vote for this one because we'd figured it would get too... I didn't want, like, traffic to be number one. Like, ugh. Like, getting stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Elevator music. Like, I didn't want, like, lame. So there's a couple broad things, but I took some suggestions. So we have the most boring thing. Could be a place, could be a person... Could be a thing.
Yo,
could
traffic be low-key slaps. Traffic is lightweight, kind of wavy.
Pretty solid movie, to be honest.
First up, 1 versus 16 seed. The number one seed in the bracket is politicians.
Yeah.
Politicians. Going up against the TV show Joey, starring Matt LeBlanc. The spinoff of the show Friends, which lasted, I believe, one season. And they were contractually not allowed to reference anybody from the hit show Friends.
So what was the premise of it?
He just moved to L.A.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, people assumed that there were guest appearances by other people from Friends. There were not. They didn't even reference any of them by name at no point.
Never
once. So that's boring.
Was he Joey Tribbiani still?
He was still Joey Tribbiani.
But just another one.
He was the same guy from the show, but that life you just grew up with him in his previous like New York life, just not relevant whatsoever to his new life.
Those guys aren't my friends anymore. He could only call them acquaintances.
But going up against the one seed politicians who are just... so boring.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump just shit on that entire theory.
Well, yeah, but I think we're doing.
Ted Cruz likes porn on Twitter.
Oh, that was funny.
He was embarrassed by that. That's not. Okay.
What did you say about AOC?
Yeah, he didn't even like that.
Yeah,
he didn't even like that. Like, and now the politicians who have.
I'm with you.
Like, there's that one that like.
not to get political, there's that one who's like saying he's like the meme champ now of like politicians. Like that's just so that's so boring.
I'm the meme god of politicians. Because
like there are politicians who do create waves of being interesting, but most are
boring.
And I mean this includes like state politicians, local. Like,
dude, people run on platforms of like there needs to be a speed bump here.
Yeah,
like, that's like their platform.
You're the type of guy to follow the mayor on Twitter.
Yeah, do you follow your mayor on Twitter, Shay?
I don't, but I would like to actually
run for mayor one night.
Yeah, you talked about being mayor. Yeah. You are almost. You're not boring enough.
Yeah,
no,
you're a little too exciting. Got too much spice on you.
I got a little hidden spice.
You know, so did anyone take like a political science class in college?
Yeah, I was a political science minor.
And did you? I actually was too. Did you? But or anything even close to that? You know, like, did you ever have that realization when you were in college? You're like, whoa. Like, there's that one guy in the class who always answers every question, has, like, really, talks really fast, like, really has a weird, like, nasally, almost like Kermit, like,
he
Muppet sounds voice.
And looks like Ben Shapiro does right
they,
now.
They all look and sound the same, and you have that realization, you're like, whoa. That is, or like, that guy is going to be, or that girl is going to be
a politician.
A politician one day, and you realize, like, they are. So weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's a weird phenomena, though, because politicians are boring, but I don't think politics are boring.
We'll elaborate on that.
I'm interested in politics. I think it's like I read about it. Like it's when there's something going on politically. Yeah.
But the avenues are boring, and there's no such thing as a politician that is naturally interesting. They all try to be interesting, which makes them less interesting.
Did you see Beto O'Rourke skateboarding in that parking?
Try-hard, it makes it less interesting.
He was the man.
Yang Banana called Boy? Whole Foods.
Andrew Yang wore a pin on his shirt that said math. It just says math.
Yeah, I
that's something Nick would do. He's wearing a hat that has a basketball on it.
Yeah.
Same energy.
It's not the same energy. I liked Andrew Yang.
It had nothing to do with Andrew Yang. I almost bought a math hat.
I feel like
why did you get it?
Why are you wearing a fucking basketball hat?
This is from a Wheeling 3-point shootout. It says Wheeling shootout.
You have
on
a trumpet hat too.
I do have a Trump hat.
Wait, the irony of you wearing that hat is you actually nominated something that didn't make the bracket. You nominated 3-point contests.
In comparison to the dunk contest and the All-Star game, it's the most boring shit.
That's true.
Like their NBA players.
So that
of course they're going to make a lot.
It's relatively.
Wow, he made a lot. Yeah.
You're unguarded you're a 3-point guy?
Dude, do you know how that kicks off? It goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What?
That's so sick.
The most boring part of the
that's so sick.
Yes. Name a better countdown than that.
Hold on.
Before a rocket launches.
Not in the bracket. Yeah. Not in the bracket.
Yeah. Nope. 3-point
before
contest.
A rocket goes to fucking space. Yeah. That countdown.
Significantly cooler.
Nope. The guy used a cool voice.
Not in the bracket. But can we just debate this one really quick, and then we'll decide politicians versus Joey the TV show. The most boring part of All-Star Weekend with the NBA, I think it's one of these two things. And if there's a worse one, tell me. It is either the half-court shot when they did the Shooting Stars contest. It'd be the old legend, the WNBA player and the NBA player. And they would just shoot that half-court shot for like 5 minutes. Or after the first 2 minutes of the celebrity game. Like after the novelty wears off.
Speaking of which, they combined one of these picks, politicians, Arnie Duncan and everyone.
Yeah,
of these
but he was kind of electric, honestly.
He wasn't trying to be cool or interesting. He was just playing basketball. He liked
any
basketball.
Celebrity game after the first inning of like the
softball game, yeah. it's Haley Joel Osment playing softball. Wow.
After the first run through the order, like those games are these stink.
Yeah.
He's like, for two.
I've never watched more than an inning.
And then they always hype it up like, well, Mike Golick is the coach of the it's like,
Let's see Mike Golick pull Keke Palmer from the mound.
So, I mean, I feel like we kind of have to eliminate anyone who runs for president because it's such a small – like we keep referencing people
that's
who –
a small
percentage.
We kept
saying Beto. We said Ted Cruz, Trump. Like that's a very tiny portion of politicians.
Local politicians are so boring.
Like, you have some in your blood, do you?
My dad was city manager all growing up, growing up. But that wasn't an elected position.
Ah, okay.
The most electric thing that of like a non – like state – politician that I know is like we used to work with Tyler O'Day, who his father is a local politician, right? And like I love Tyler O'Day, but Tyler O'Day, like that's the most exciting you can get as a local politician.
Yeah,
it's Tyler O'Day. yeah. short shorts, sings Christmas tunes, earring.
Yeah, that's it. That's somebody who's like, into local politics.
Like, you're not allowed to be in local. If you have, like, add one more thing, like, if you had, like, cool shoes, no.
I think our current mayor, like, won because he wanted to, like, people thought it was cool. We were putting wreaths on, like, old houses. They're just like, that was his platform. He was like, yeah, we need to recognize that these houses are old. So it's like this wreath program. So he just, and he that. Won in a landslide.
Other side, yeah. Joey the TV show. I think it's the most boring premise for it. Like, spinning off something that people loved and keeping only, like, legitimately only one element, the guy's name and personality. Like, that's it. Like, it's just him, nothing else. I don't think there's a more boring, like, pound for pound
TV show. It sounds like so bad it's good, though.
And it wasn't even that, though.
Like, it's bad, but, like, none of us here, except for Jeff, probably have seen a single episode.
I don't think even... Exactly.
And every single one of us has deals with politicians almost every single other day. Like, we see something involving
a
politician.
Yeah, you have to opt into Joey.
Almost exactly, every single other day. That's never.
That's, yeah. Well, you understood the point.
Politicians are so... I mean, that's why they're the one seat.
Yeah, they're strong.
Multiple people said some form of politician, so...
And I would argue the plot of Joey, like, how old was he supposed to be when Friends ended? Late 30s?
Yeah, early 30s. No. They were in their 20s.
Were they in their 20s? Okay, yeah. Well, he looked older.
Early 30s.
But just like a dude who's 33, and he's like, I'm going to go chase my dream in L.A. to be an actor. Is that what it was? Was he trying to be an actor?
Yeah, he wanted to go be an actor. He's a notably bad actor, too. He's, like, not even good at it.
In real life, is
no,
Matt
like
LeBlanc?
His character was okay. He wasn't a great actor. No, I actually like Matt LeBlanc.
In what?
Episodes. Very good.
Episodes is good.
Cable. Yeah. Not the Lost in Space movie. But Matt LeBlanc's not on this bracket. It's just the show itself.
It's got to be politicians.
Yeah. All right. Does everyone agree politicians, the most boring thing on this matchup? Okay. Next up, the 8-9 seed. Number eight. The 8th seed, discussing people's dreams.
Oh, brutal.
This is strong.
Against the 9th seed.
Nick's going to hate this.
Against the 9th seed, communion wafers. But
also
you. So, yes, Nick, you like communion wafers.
I get them scheduled Amazon delivery.
Get the fuck out.
I get boxes. Man. And I just, it's a caloric negative to eat them. And they're just great. And, I mean, if you believe in it, you're eating Jesus. How is that boring? How's cannibalism boring?
I like the idea that you burn more calories chewing it than you do by digesting it. I do like that. That's a net negative.
Yeah.
This is actually not the only discussing people's blank on here. The other one that was almost on here was, but I think it's less relevant now. You don't hear it in 2021, really. When people would discuss, like, their lack of cell phone bars on their cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is, like... That you are at, that you would reference, like, oh, I got no service.
How many bars do you have right now?
How many bars do you have? Like, that, you were truly out of things to talk about if you're referencing how many bars you had on your phone.
But yeah, but that's, I like that. It's a tactic to fill air, to fill a lull.
It's like saying,
discussing
like
people's dreams, you're just being a nuisance, no matter what.
And the person who's talking about their dream is like, thinks you're interested?
Always.
It's the worst. Always. The worst. I'm so happy this made it. Discussing people.
I love this.
It's honestly one of the worst things.
And you can tell when someone knows they've set up the bad dream story.
Oh, yeah.
They've roped you into it. Yeah, now, like, oh, you were in it. Oh, really? Was I?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Yeah. Unless I will never believe that I was in someone's dream unless it starts with them saying, hey, you were, like, if you make it halfway through, that means they noticed.
Yeah.
And they got to add you to get your interest.
Get you right back in.
There's no, like, you could be married to someone. If you start off that with, like, hey, you were in my dream, I'm immediately creeped out. Like, I don't like that. I don't like being told I'm in anyone else's thoughts or dreams.
But.
Uh-oh, Shay. You're one of these guys?
Oh, boy, Steve.
No. Alternative option, wet dreams.
Oh.
See, well, yeah, you're right.
Discussing people's wet dreams? I want to hear how my home
came. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yo, I busted a huge load in my sleep last night.
Shot a rope.
You were in my dreams. You were in it.
Oh, I'm so tired.
You were in my wet dream last night.
Doing laundry all morning. Wow, I just came all over my sheets.
Yeah, I just busted.
You were in it. That was you. I mean, people's dreams are typically boring.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because dreams are hard to remember.
No, it doesn't matter. Even if they're not, they're still dreams. So
it doesn't matter.
So it's boring by default.
It is meaningless.
Yeah. It's not real storytelling.
It's good to make up meanings for them, though.
The dreams are boring, but...
They're dreams. They're not real.
They're not real.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe this subconscious thought I had.
Well, now you're just trying to, like, Matrix us.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying. I feel like I have exclusively cool dreams.
Jesus. It's a TB12 diet.
Like, how cool? Because you just said it was super cool. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You said that was real. So that would be a good dream.
So we got.
Che wakes up every day and goes, another cool dream.
Another cool dream. This dude counts it down.
But communion wafers, though, Nick, you're making a strong case for them because you eat them not in a church. They are the least flavorful things.
Yeah, it's like it's unleavened bread, and they're just really good. They melt on the tongue. Owen was in a Catholic church for 20 years.
Yeah, they're not good, though. You're associating them with the feeling of being satisfied after sitting there for 40 minutes.
Yeah, and it is the very end of church. Something. And my family snuck out instead of going back to the pew after communion.
But like, imagine if it was just like nice bread and olive oil.
That would be great. Yeah, that would be great. But that's not the case.
How impractical.
Yeah, that would be chaotic. That would be chaos if it was a delicious delicacy.
Trays of oil and butter they would bring you to every single person. Though, have you, and then there's the, obviously churches where they do give you the small piece of bread as opposed to the just the wafer itself.
Have you ever been to the church where they put it on your tongue for you? Like,
yeah.
But like our priest, he put his fingernail side on your tongue, so he like slipped. You remember him,
Father Joe?
Would he slowly remove his finger?
He would go fingernail down as opposed to this way. So he just.
I'm gonna tweet a picture of his finger and just caption it. I can taste it. Just to the three people who
understand. So if he had a food maybe before that, you could maybe taste a little bit of it on his
food. Yeah, and his dentures always fell out. So like during homilies, just do that. But then, it was like, that guy used to like.
He was 86 for the entirety of our grade school career.
He was like.
He was just always 86.
If we did a secondhand embarrassment bracket, which that actually does sound like a future
bracket.
That
does sound really good.
Seeing somebody fix their dentures mid-speech, is that one's up there for me.
Yeah.
Like when the dentures start to move a little bit and they bite down just to push them. Yeah, that's a.
We had a priest, Father Rudy, and he would pop his head into our class every couple weeks. We were in eighth grade, and he would go, "Hello, third grade."
Oh, no. Which that, I'm sure that made more sense as you grew up. I get that joke now.
Yeah.
Ew. I don't like that at all.
All right, third down, fourth down. That's when he runs through a whole class. First down, second down.
Ooh.
Gross.
All right, so discussing people's dreams. What do we think? Who wants to vote for that?
That would be my personal one seed.
That one anyway. So dancing. Owen, KB, Ken, Jack, and Nick voted for it. I'd go Communion Wafers with Che, but it doesn't win. Next up, the 5 seed, Waiting Room Magazines. Mm-hmm. And then the 12 seed, Coldplay.
I like both of these.
So I submitted Coldplay as a crowd pleaser. I actually don't agree with it, though.
I really enjoy Coldplay.
I love Coldplay.
I like their music. Yeah, what does it mean?
I like both of them. I'm going to be honest. Played Viva La Vida, the album, today after I put this bracket in.
Parachutes.
I only like two of the songs on the album. But
Yellow, The Scientists, good songs.
Great songs.
Strawberry Swing.
These are both like similar.
So I had a much more specific entry
you
that
did.
I think
so,
this was.
So actually, Waiting Room Magazines was a bunch of people had different things that were similar to Waiting Room Magazines, so I did rope them in. Yours was very specific. Yeah. And it is the magazine I think of when I think of Waiting Rooms.
Looking at the already found picture find in the Highlights magazine at the dentist office.
See, that's what I was about to say, is that these are kind of similar options in that it really just depends on which one you get. Like, you get a shitty Coldplay song, you can get a shitty Waiting Room magazine, but I'm thinking of the Highlights, you know?
So you
I'm
think
thinking
of Highlights.
Of Viva La Vida and Highlights, literally.
I've never been the kid that got to use the picture find in the Highlights.
They were already circled.
Then you have to thumb over to the Timber Toes cartoon.
The Timber Toes. What was the other one? Oh, I forget. But it was like that or Zoo Books. You had a choice.
And Zoo Books, man, is it? They're all different, but all the same. Like they're just the same, even though they look different.
Yeah,
same types of pictures. And then, the Sports Illustrated is always
from 5+ years ago.
Yeah, it's always a few months at least, maybe more.
Yeah,
really crinkled.
Highlights was the communion wafer of journalism.
It really was.
You ever try and have one outside of a waiting room?
The magic's gone.
It's not as good.
It's impossible.
This episode of the Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is brought to you by Thursday Boots. That's right. Head on over to Thursday, like the day of the week, boots.com, and try a pair today with free shipping and free returns, and use their survey after checkout to let them know the Bracket / Lights, Camera, Barstool sent you there. Look, you don't want any clunky work boots or anything like that. cheap fall apart boots. You maybe wear them once or twice. You're shelling out hundreds. You step in like a small bit of water, a puddle, and they're ruined. Guess what? Thursday Boot, much better alternative. It's a startup, been shaking up the industry, making really high quality boots, sell right to consumers, unbeatable prices. I just got some in the other day. They're awesome. They pair well with anything I have, pants, clothing, whatever it is. They look good with all my outfits, and they're perfect if you want quality, but you don't want to pay the overpriced stuff. You're getting the high quality thing, but you don't want to pay for that high retail markup just to get something that looks good when you can get it for much cheaper and it's going to last longer and fit more comfortably. That's Thursday Boots right there. They say highest quality and honest prices. You want both of those things because they use some of the best materials in the game, full grain leather, supple glove, anything supple is great. And gold standard Goodyear welt construction, just like the legacy brands that charge 400 plus ridiculous prices. A Thursday Boot company, guess what? They're selling those starting price at $149 or free shipping and returns. Head on over to ThursdayBoots.com and try a pair today with free shipping and free returns. If for any reason you don't love them, maybe it doesn't fit, Thursday Boot, they got you covered. So go to ThursdayBoot.com. That's ThursdayBoot.com and get a pair of high quality boots you'll be wearing for years. And make sure to use the survey again after checkout. Let us know, or let them know, we are the ones who sent you there. Read that backwards. I'm too focused on my comfortable boots.
Yeah, I'll go to the dentist now and I'll just read about Freddie Adu in Sports Illustrated for Kids. And it's just like, how long has this been here?
There are so many boring Coldplay songs, though. I will say that. Like, Chris Martin and Co. Does anyone know any of the other members other than
Chris
Martin?
Single one.
No.
Chris Martin's it should have been just Chris Martin as a celebrity.
Chris Martin in the Coldplay.
Chris Martin is so boring. He's also dating a very boring celebrity.
Who?
Dakota Johnson.
No, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Used to date Gwyneth Paltrow. Fanning is boring, too.
I don't think she's boring. She's plain.
But then he
and
also
she's
used
named
to
after
Gwyneth
a boring
Paltrow,
ass state.
Gwyneth Wait, Paltrow is even more boring than both of them.
No, Gwyneth Paltrow sells a pussy scented candle.
No, but that's like even. She makes pussies boring. Like, that's how boring she is.
No,
she uses pussy as a verb.
Yes.
Dakota Johnson's 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Yeah,
that doesn't. Very boring. Doesn't change anything. So boring. I didn't watch the movie. Okay.
I didn't see that.
I mean, that's probably the most. That's got to be like the most horrible movie,
by the way,
right?
The rest of the members of Coldplay are Johnny Buckland,
yeah.
Guy Berryman, Will Champion,
and these are fake people. Guy Berryman.
Guy Berryman.
Dakota Johnson did a cannonball in Peanut Butter Falcon, by the way.
Okay, so she was actually good in that movie.
So not that boring.
She also
cannonballs are maybe the...
That's Ellen.
She did kill
she
Ellen.
She murdered Ellen.
She told, basically told Ellen to fuck herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was very good.
She was pissed about
who
Ellen
did this?
Not going to her birthday party.
Who buried Ellen?
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota.
I mean, all right, then I'm not voting.
Okay, so
Coldplay.
We reference multiple Coldplay songs. They've had five albums since Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends.
Oh, shit.
Milo Xyloto, Ghost Stories, A Head Full of Dreams,
Skyfall
Everyday
Stars.
Life,
pretty
and
good.
Music of Spheres. Yeah, Sky Full of Stars. But
pretty good.
Other than that, the Chainsmoker song is the only one I think any of us would pick.
No, don't they have
and that's not even their song,
don't
right?
They have a song where they just name superheroes? It's like Spider-Man, Batman. It's like, yeah, you just name superheroes.
What?
Yeah, I think they have a song called Superheroes that they just released.
Look that up.
And they just name his name superheroes.
Like, I mean, again, like Viva La Vida was... So that was 08. That's the album I think of most because that was... Oh, the other albums, like I think of the other albums, like Yellow and The Scientist.
What's
and
the rush of blood to the head?
But Viva La Vida was like where they really, that was their peak of like their popularity.
There's the two albums before that, I think, hit number one.
They were big, but everything was kind of down after Viva La Vida. But even that album, like look at the songs on that. Do you remember any of these except for the ones we've mentioned? Life in Technicolor, Cemeteries of London. Lost exclamation point. I think there's a lost question mark.
I couldn't tell
point.
You one article I've ever read in the waiting
42.
If that helps this argument at all.
Lovers in Japan. Yes. Violet Hill. Strawberry Swing.
Yeah, I like Strawberry Swing.
Yeah, Strawberry
Great
Swing's
music
good.
Video.
Lover in Japan actually also not terrible.
I like all Coldplay.
Right, yeah, all right. So
I think Coldplay. What was the movie that was just like, you know, I know you're gay? What was that?
That was
40 Year Old Virgin.
40 Year Old Virgin. Yeah. That ruined them.
It did not help them at all. Chris Martin is boring himself.
He is.
And all their shows, like the most exciting thing at their concerts, apparently they throw the yellow ball around during Yellow. Like there's like yellow balloons.
I guess that makes sense.
They just sound boring the more we talk about
they
them.
They throw around scientists too.
But Waiting Room magazines are,
Waiting Room
they're
magazines
never exciting.
Are weird because you use them as an escape from boredom. and they're just more boring.
Yeah.
They're just...
They just accentuate how bored you are.
No matter what waiting room you're in, there's always going to be a Sports Illustrated NFL preview issue from at least three seasons ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always going to be three previous seasons that NFL preview issue.
Hey, this fucking Ray Carruth guy, he's lighting it up.
Yeah. He's the future of the league.
So are we all Waiting Room Magazine? Sounds like Coldplay is beloved almost by this group.
You just started to sell me on Waiting Room Magazines with the old NFL previews, but I'm still going to vote for it.
Yeah, I mean...
Coldplay rules.
But there's so many bands whose entire discography sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. But man, can we agree they've become boring? Like, they are.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know who's still listening to new Coldplay drops. Like, I don't...
I actually had a friend. I had a friend who was very obsessed with Coldplay, and a handful of dreams 6 years ago. Texted a group of like 20 of us, was like, happy Head Full of Dreams Day or whatever. And we were like, what?
That's bad.
But it sounds like, I mean, are we in agreement? Is that a sweep for Waiting Room Magazines?
Oh, yeah.
Is
anyone?
Okay. The 5 seed advances. The 4 versus 13 seed. 4 seed, People with Kids.
Damn it.
That's going to be tough. We have someone in here with kids.
Are you saying they're just boring people?
And then David Schwimmer, the actor.
Mm-hmm. Second Friends entry.
Based on his face and name alone, he's not that boring.
That's everything, though.
What is off about his face? I've been trying to figure it out for decades.
It's not a boring face.
Not a boring
face. I could stare at it for a while.
He does look like a mild descendant of... they're not, but he has to be related some way to Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla, Pete Sampras, and David Schwimmer all have to be related.
Adam Carolla and David Schwimmer don't look alike, do they?
No.
That's a Greg Giraldo joke from the roast of Pamela Anderson. Says Adam Carolla looks like Pete Sampras with Down syndrome. That's a Greg Giraldo roast. David Schwimmer, this is the whole catalog. This is not Ross from Friends. This is everything David Schwimmer.
Really great in Band of Brothers. Really good in People vs. O.J. I like David Schwimmer.
Kids.
I don't think he's that boring.
Let me make the case for People with Kids. Being the most boring.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being the most... You guys don't have to say it. I'm so boring.
Yeah.
How much more boring are you now, though, after...
I used to not be boring. I used to be pretty fun. Especially with two kids, and kids is plural here, your social independent self is dead. There's no freedom at all. And it's all, my weekends are trying to entertain them, or going to the zoo is like a fun thing. That's horrible.
Do you regret it?
No. Regret it. No, it's great. It's great.
Jeez, a lot of deep-seated, yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly do love it, but as far as like independence, freedom, doing fun stuff, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Can't do it anymore.
In bed by 9 p.m. Like, that's just...
What is it?
That's pretty boring.
But Schwimmer?
You can't spontaneously go out for a drink anymore. Schwimmer is...
No.
Schwimmer?
I'm telling you. So like,
he looks like something. I want a waiting room Schwimmer to look at.
Yeah, every waiting room should have a Schwimmer.
Figure out what he looks like. I'm going to figure out what he looks like.
Do you think Schwimmer's looks...
It's kind of like the first few seconds of a shellfish.
But again, we're also looking at current... Like, David Schwimmer 2021.
He looks like a microwaved Ken doll.
I watch a CBS sitcom.
You watch it's like a German Shepherd.
Really? Yeah, I do.
Wait, what is like it? You say his as in the unicorn. That's the one with...
Wait, is David Schwimmer in it?
David Schwimmer looks like he'd come in third place in a David Schwimmer lookalike.
No, then that's B positive.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Who else is in the unicorn?
It's the guy from Vice Principals.
Oh, yeah, he's a good actor.
Oh, it's Walton Goggins.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's exciting.
I love that show.
Yeah, he's got a huge, big smile.
But are you saying how boring you are? You watch scheduled TV programming?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I watch
yeah.
60 Minutes, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
People with Kids got my vote.
The fact that you watch the David Schwimmer show sort of means we have to advance People with Kids.
But the thing
I don't watch the David Schwimmer show.
I thought you just said that.
No,
I watch CBS sitcoms.
Oh, okay.
I thought
you said he was in the unicorn.
No.
Now, people with kids, like, there's a certain age, though. It should be, like, when kids get a little bit older, the parents aren't as boring.
Yeah.
If there was word at parents, that wouldn't make it.
I would disagree, because when the kids get older, I feel like the parents are more worn down. So even though they have the opportunity to do those things, they're so tired and fucking grinded to dust they don't want to.
Yes.
See, you already got it. I think it's people with kids.
Are, yeah, people with kids are boring.
Do you ever take a minute on like Saturday mornings to soak in a moment?
Yeah, I took like an extra long shower the other morning.
Steve loves soaking.
The three seed, moving on down. White paint, which is often like
that's not wrong.
Like people say, paint dry. So why not pick the
you
most
think
boring?
White paint, don't you?
I will allow us to amend this to a different color if there's a more boring color against Kix cereal.
Gray
paint? No, because beige. When you're painting a room gray or beige, it's like style. It's interior. Painting a wall white is
yeah, like a really.
I think white brick looks white so out. Clean.
Yeah, but you're saying
brick.
White brick, though.
That's different.
Yeah, the white paint on brick.
The white paint on brick. No, so just the paint itself.
I think paint in my hypothetical, it's the white paint on brick.
Yeah, but
you're way off base.
But now, like, you're giving... Now you're giving, like, people with kids who do cool... Like, you can't, like... You gotta just look at just the paint.
Why?
Because if you add the white brick, now you're making it mildly exciting,
now,
right?
Thinking of just the white paint in the barrel, it sounds cool. Like, you know, when you mix around the white paint and they're using the paint shaker at home.
But I'm saying, like, any other color paint jackets. Is better.
Better than white? Beige, I don't think, is better than
it's
white.
It's the most boring thing, not most boring paint. Also, I'm not voting for Kix, though. It's my favorite cereal.
Oh, my God.
That's what he's doing.
Do you add sugar to it, though?
No.
What?
Kix I like sugar?
It's like Kix
has
Kix
no flavor. Kix all the time.
That's not true.
It's not
true.
Kix has a flavor. What do you
no.
mean?
No.
What's the flavor?
Kix. Something about it, yeah.
Like corn feed? Like what's the
no, corn.
Flavor?
Corn is a flavor.
It just doesn't taste like anything.
Yes, it does. It tastes like corn. It
Kix
tastes like
doesn't
Kix.
Even have a fucking like mascot. There's no Kix
I don't need
elephant.
My food to have a mascot.
And also, there should be.
Kix are beige, which we just said was like the most like boring color.
No, Kix are boring.
White brick rules.
Is there a more boring cereal in your eyes if you're a Kix man?
Any brand?
Yeah, come on, Kix, man.
Some sort of seed.
Corn Pops.
Corn Pops aren't boring.
I think Rice Krispies are more boring.
Corn Pops have
but they have a mascot.
Taste.
I don't care about a mascot.
That makes it more fun.
And you can make Rice Krispie treats.
Rice Krispies, no, but that's different. And Rice Krispie treats are deceiving because you think they're going to taste good, and then you eat them and they're plain.
They are good.
Rice Krispie treats?
They're deceiving. They're deceiving.
What are we getting the fuck out of here? White paint?
What?
What are we getting out of here?
I mean, you want white paint.
White paint or Kix? You want white paint.
White paint, what's more boring to you, Kix cereal or white paint? What is the more boring option?
I'm in white paint.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I would actually vote Kix cereal in an upset.
I'm going Kix.
How are you?
Have you ever asked?
Yeah.
How many boxes of Kix are you going to buy today in protest?
One.
that's a Kix man answer.
I can tell you by Kix.
Yeah.
No one ever bought
it. No one.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed to buy two.
You're
Kix
physically
boxes.
Not allowed to impulsively buy Kix. Like it's not legal.
It's a one per limit customer.
Have you ever craved Kix?
Right now.
As a youth, have you ever gone up to someone that you were trying to bully and say, "You know, my favorite cereal is," and then they say, "I don't know," and you say Kix, and you kick them in the shins?
No.
That's a
no.
bully.
You were more fun, Steve. You were way more
fun. You were way more fun without Kix.
Yeah, my God. You were a bully.
Yeah. So, hard to vote Kix there. I'm going to go white paint.
Che was bullying all the way up until the birth of his child.
All right,
white,
kept on doing
I like Kix cereal as well as Owen.
White paint can't, vote from Owen, white KB. Paint. Your Kix?
I'm going to pick white paint. I think white paint's
Kendrick
boring.
Goes white paint. I'm going Kix.
Kix.
White paint.
Fuck. White paint. So...
Kix. You know what was more boring than Kix? Cream of wheat.
No way. It's at least hot.
Yeah. Hot cereal.
No. Wait, how did you just let that argument win?
You know, I'm a heat guy.
I said a bullshit excuse
for heat.
And just won that argument.
All right, Kix makes it
I trust
through.
You.
The sixth seed.
I look up to you.
Food
what about brand flakes?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, is
all
white
brand.
Kix not three?
So before you get to the next one, I would
look
argue.
Look at all brand.
But I would argue like all the really shitty ones are not boring because they're just so shitty. They're like, it's so bad, it's good.
Wait, is this not 3-3?
No.
I think Kix is a perfect balance. It's not like candy or dessert.
Well, I'm probably going to buy a box of Kix now. So
what did you vote?
I voted white paint.
Oh, yeah. White paint advances.
You work for big Kix, clearly. You've convinced me. I'll be eating Kix later. I'm going to try it again.
The most exciting part about Kix is that they dot their I with a red dot.
Mm. The most exciting part of Kix is eating the Kix.
He's not focusing on the taste of the cereal.
There is no taste.
You fool. You order food based on mascots.
Yes, I do.
Nick's actually never eaten cereal. He's just bought the box and he throws it away after inspecting it.
They
probably don't have games on the back. It's fuck Kix.
How do you not like Kix but you like communion wafers?
Communion wafers are caloric negative.
And the thickness
they melt on your tongue.
To be fair, it tastes different.
Very,
to be fair, you did, you, he did immediately say caloric negative. Kicks, no way they're caloric negative.
Mm-hmm. They're nutritionally balanced. That's like their whole thing.
That's their whole thing.
Hey, the
they have calories.
Gotta have a list.
That's all they have going for. We have another food one against an actor. 6-seed rice cakes. This is only plain.
Okay, I was gonna say
this is only this. You can't not chocolate or fucking caramel
the
or whatever.
Apple ones are good.
Apple, yeah. No, this is plain rice cakes. And then the 11-seed Brad Garrett. Who plays Robert Barone, most notably on Friends.
Don't you do his impression?
Yeah, but I can say...
Ray.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Can you do an impression of a rice cake now?
That's just Brad Garrett. Brad Garrett is the rice cake of actors.
Did anybody here watch The Cosby Show?
Yeah.
I feel like it's okay. Okay. Do you remember The Cosby Show rice cake scene? So the
Cliff do the
is,
voice?
Cliff is...
Dude, just, no. No.
Cliff
come on,
trying
Pudding Pop, sit.
Cliff is trying to eat healthy, so Claire gives him a rice cake in bed. She's like zero calories, you know, have it. And so he's a snack guy. So he's having, he says, zero calories, zero taste, zero. So I think that kind of lends
are you was that a roundabout way to celebrate Cosby on this show?
I love that show.
That show's way better for you to get the
impression. It's a great fucking show. I mean, I'm not going to let Bill Cosby. It's a good show.
Yes. Not going to let several.
But that is not true either. There's no way. Rice cakes are not zero calories.
Mm-mm. Are they not? They,
not
no,
at all.
No.
Not in the least bit.
How many calories? Yeah, I mean
rice has calories.
Rice has calories, yeah.
And cake has calories.
I'll be honest. I don't know what either of these things are.
Right? You know what rice cakes are? The
rice
round
cakes are?
The round?
It's like a little round rice cake. It looks
like
hockey puck.
Rice.
People put peanut butter on them.
Yeah. Is it dry or?
Dry.
Dry as a bone.
It is.
Okay.
You've never seen rice cakes before?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know those were cakes.
It's more like a rice patty.
They're dry.
They it is actually massive stolen valor to call them cakes.
Yeah, it's a patty.
Yeah.
It's a rice patty.
It's actually,
no,
it's
actually rice patties exist too, so.
They should be called pucks.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is brought to you by Roman. That's right. The secret to longer-lasting sex is Roman swipes, better than any other alternative. Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed, effective, easy to use, fast-acting, and no prescription required. That's right. Roman can ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're easy to use. Take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you are good to go. That is it. Go to GetRoman.com/lights to get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. Folks, that's GetRoman.com/lights.
Yeah, rice
right. Yeah, those are... I'm
coasters. Rice coasters.
You've seen Brad Garrett. He is...
I don't think...
He's a big lummox.
I've seen him.
Everybody Loves Raymond before?
He's Ray's brother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
He is a really tall
character.
He's an all-time lummox.
I actually... We were out in... California for my this thing with my dad. He took me out there because he's working with someone who was doing a show about fixing Ray Romano's golf game. It was his old Hank Haney used to be the coach of Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
and he used to have a show where he would help shitty golf celebrities. And one of the guys at the end asked my dad, like, "Hey, I got this great event tonight. Brad Garrett's doing stand up. If you want to go,
oh, no.
It's like, oh, what could he be throwing out there? Are you a Brad Garrett guy?
The fact that he has an impressionable voice makes him not that boring to an extent.
But it is the most boring voice.
But it's not
though.
Like Ben Stein boring voice. This is like more interesting. Like I found his deep baritone.
Ben Stein
voice.
Is pretty boring.
Way more boring voice.
But Ben Stein, but wait, does it count if you try to be boring? Because Ben Stein tries to be boring. Like his like,
but also like, isn't that kind of the Brad Garrett character in Everybody Loves Raymond? Like he's kind of trying to be that sort of guy. In his other movies, he's pretty exciting.
He's just so pathetic.
He's a cop.
He's 6'8".
Yeah,
tough to be boring.
He's quite tall.
Huge. Ray.
Oh, he's 6'8", too?
Yeah,
you can't be that boring at 6'8".
What was the tweet about Osama bin Laden?
Visually,
you're on the wrong rockets. Or, what was it?
Yeah. There's something like
can
that.
We do, can we do one for Brad Garrett?
What is he in?
Just everybody loves Raymond.
Raymond. Yeah.
He's in a commercial. He's a commercial. Right? What's he in?
He was Eeyore.
He was Eeyore. Yeah. That is like... You're basically
Eeyore's
being
depressed. That's a personality. That's not boring.
You're basically being called like if you're like you have a good Eeyore voice.
Yeah.
I mean rice cakes though. I mean plain just nothing rice cakes are about as boring as any food gets. Yeah.
But they're not meant to be eaten
alone,
right?
What are you trying to get out of that?
Because I actually, if you gave me a bowl, I mean, I like a bowl of, because people often say like a bowl of white rice, right? And maybe the show Survivor has made white rice more enticing, like in popular culture, but I'll eat white rice any day. Like,
it's good.
Wait, you think Survivor has made white rice popular?
No. Yeah. Like, popular culture.
Has,
like,
yeah.
You forgot about two billion people. I'm strictly talking about 75% of them.
He's eating rice.
You're so broken by television and movies.
No, don't let him get away with that.
That you forgot about India and
only
Asia.
Only talking pop culture.
Eating some rice. Mm, getting big Survivor vibes from this.
I'm only talking pop culture. That, like, when I have
American game show pop culture.
Yeah, I'm only talking just popular culture. Obviously, rice, very well known around the world before Survivor.
Timothy Chalamet popularized the peach.
White rice is typically like that and like lukewarm water, right? Like, what are the most like base level foods that you can think of?
I like white rice better than rice cakes.
Right. I think rice cakes is like the most boring food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Trump's worst implementation of
Who submitted rice cakes?
Form of rice.
Rice cakes is my thing. I think rice cakes is the worst thing.
I think it's a very boring
room temperature thing. Water, also better.
Mm. Oh.
I don't like ice cold water. You can't drink it that fast. It hurts.
Yeah, if you're trying to drink water really quick.
No, I don't like people who have opinions on the temperature of water.
I'll just drink ripe. Unless it's like really hot.
Disgusting water temperature. Should be
it just always blows up on Twitter. It's like elite people drink water like this. It's all people drink water.
Wait, what do they
referring
say?
To room temperature
that's always
water.
Like every year on Twitter. They're like
the elite.
The debate, like you're goated if you drink room temperature water. As opposed to ice cold,
it's fucking rice cakes.
Rice cakes is boring. Though I Brad Garrett, really fucking boring.
He's boring, but he's tall.
Guess how many?
I will say though. Tall does not make you not boring.
Aesthetically not boring.
Yes, that's true.
Aesthetic. Yeah, you can still be a boring fucking person.
Rice cakes are aesthetically boring.
6'8 is extremely tall.
It's so tall. It's like head-turningly tall.
I'm tall. That 6'3 doesn't really do that much. 6'8. Whoa, what the fuck's going on with that guy?
Mm-hmm. The next one, the 7 seed versus the 10 seed, Times Square New Year's Eve.
That's my pick.
We have to mention though what that means. Does that mean watching it or being there? Because I do think those are two drastically different things.
Oh,
I think they're both boring.
All right,
one is
talking about being there, and I'm gonna actually switch. I think it is so stupid and excruciatingly torturous that it isn't boring.
I disagree completely.
I don't think it's boring at all.
Yeah, I don't
you
think
have
it's
to
really that
go
boring
through
either.
Like not pissing or shitting for 16 hours. That's not
adults
boring.
Wear diapers.
That's
like a massive fireworks everywhere.
So yeah, that's my argument.
No, but the fireworks don't. you're there in a pen. You're in a piss and shit pen. A pen. You cannot leave. You mostly can't hear any of the music happening because it's mostly for broadcast.
This doesn't boring, though.
Are you bored or are you in pain?
Okay, boredom isn't the right emotion.
Yeah.
But this is just the worst things.
Yeah.
I actually agreed with your suggestion on that, kid. I think it is fucking really boring.
It just sounds like it sucks.
So provided you are not freezing cold or...
You are completely freezing cold.
Okay, then it's by default not boring.
And I know from people who've been there and like I've worked one there, so I haven't been in the piss and shit pens. Your cell service doesn't work because there's so many people. There is nothing to do.
Yeah, but
and
it's
you cannot
loud.
Hear
you're stimulated.
It's not. No, it's just. But you're not really hearing the performances all that much either. So
even
it's not like
you're
getting
around concerts. Like a million other people all talking and going crazy like that. I think alone it makes it not boring. It just sounds like
it sounds awful.
But the ball dropping
bored.
Itself
not
is
bored.
Incredibly underwhelming and boring.
Yeah,
and then you go and look at where the ball drops. It's tiny.
It's very small.
I did not
it's the
think
size of the ball in your hat.
It might be disappointing, but it's still a massive like glow up ball like dropping in the middle of Times Square. That is inherently not that boring compared to a rice cake or something like that. You know what I mean?
Though I will
comparatively, this is
comparatively
the most exciting
thing. To the thing it's going up against, I do think is more boring. That's a 10 seed online work training.
Yeah, that's way worse.
And that spans a lot of things.
We just had to do that, and
we
it was
did.
Brutal.
3 weeks and late on mine.
Are you man? It was we just did one which
had
was,
a time that wouldn't let you
and
move on
and like. At least make and the questions they wanted you to answer. I mean, I won't. I don't know, but it would be as simple as like Brad walks into work and beats the living shit out of Mike, what should you do? Then it'd be like, A would be like, don't tell anyone. B, murder Brad, or C, report it.
Yeah.
But then you're right. You couldn't answer for 5 minutes.
Yep. Take 10 minutes to review the information.
But it tried to spice it up at the beginning. It was like, do you want the GIF version or do you want to take the one without GIFs? It was like, parentheses, the GIF version's a little goofy. And then like I clicked GIF because I was like, yeah, I'm down with a little goofy. And it's just like I got like Raven Simone like rolling her eyes at the top of my page.
Which all they did was just add a GIF.
Like, and then it was same shit. It was just a random GIF at the top of the page. And then the rest of the training.
But then, and that's the exciting, like, any work intro.
Mm-hmm.
Any online, anything is brutal. Any online where you have to go through steps and courses and that progress bar, which the progress bar often doesn't really move along at the actual pace you're going.
Also, a lot of times it's like softwares you already learned at a different job, but you have to do trainings for. Yeah.
It's just always stupid and a waste of time.
Like Salesforce and shit.
Like, why do I need to take 5 minutes to review? No, I shouldn't be beating the shit out of Brad.
The GIF, I did chuck ours saying the GIF. I thought the GIF version would be like, oh, the questions were in the form of a GIF.
I thought so too.
Where like it was people. I thought it'd be like cartoons,
like WikiHow or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it was just, you're right. It would be. It's like Michael Scott saying, "Oops."
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like all it was.
So Kevin, was Kevin spilling chili, but the chili's like sexual harassment. And it's like, don't do that, Kevin.
So it's not going to win. I still think. Like, it is fucking really boring. You are there for hours. 8 to 10 hours.
You have to get there at what time?
8 to 10 hours you have to be there.
Before midnight.
Correct. And then nothing starts performing until probably the last 3 hours. I'll tell you what. I didn't sit in the pens. I worked one. It is brutal.
Okay, it's torturous. So getting tortured isn't boring.
Yes.
How many people would you say are repeat? Like, oh, yeah, we went to this last year, too.
Hopefully
is it always a first-time crowd?
Yeah, it's just all first-timers.
I'm sure there's people who do it, but I would imagine. It is. And you're, if you like pissing and shitting on yourself.
Do you know anyone who's like, I'm excited to do this?
No.
That like pissing and shitting yourself just doesn't sound boring. It sounds like it sucks.
I don't
just
think
not
you
boring.
Could be bored in Times Square. It's not an emote like
frustrated,
you're physically stimulated,
frustrated,
irritated.
Every
it
level.
It is torturous.
Yeah,
that is still my vote because I think it is.
But that is an emotion which is the
insanely
antithesis
fucking
of boring.
Boring. Like I think it's just there's just nothing. You're not doing anything. But I get why work training wins because work training is.
Online work training is so boring that you distract yourself from doing it by just sitting down and doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like usually when you're trying to waste time in your office, you get on the computer and do something. For this, you get off the computer and just sit.
It's so boring. You stare at a wall. Literally don't do it. And you're typically told you have to for the safety of your job. Like you could technically get in a lot of trouble for not doing it and
stay
you
long.
Still don't do it.
Mm-hmm. So wait, did you kill Brad or are you a snitch?
I murdered Brad. I was like, okay, get Brad out here.
Thank God.
It's like a Highlander situation.
Murdered.
Now you're the boss of the office.
There was never, and we just did our, there was never one interesting question. Like they were all just.
There was one that would make me laugh.
Oh no.
But I can't.
Stop. Girls night?
No. Girls night made me laugh. There was a couple in the training that made me laugh. It was just girls. It was like two guys pitching a sock. And they asked the one black girl that they were pitching this sock to. They were like, any ideas how we can make this more urban? And she was like, why were you asking me? And then that was like, they did it in comic form.
Oh, no.
I missed that.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
How can we make this sock more urban?
I thought you meant that they were like playing baseball with a sock.
No.
What?
Yeah, they're pitching the.
What you, oh, they're pitching like a
product?
Yeah, their product. They're
a
like
new
sock
type
guys.
Of sock?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, my bad. I'm so athletic. The word pitch to me means like a PowerPoint.
You got to pitch it like CC Sabathia.
Is everyone going online work training?
Have to.
Okay.
That's a damn good pick.
I will also note, if you do times for New Year's Eve, you're a fucking idiot.
That's true. 100% true.
Idiot. Crazy. It's very safe, by the way, though.
Is it? There's never been more cops anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's like it's and it's barriered off like four blocks.
Are cops safe?
Also, that's
our next bracket.
Safest cops. Brad Garrett is a cop in Everybody Loves Raymond. So if he's not safe, then he's no longer boring. So throwing it out.
He has to. He's a rule book guy. I did watch Raymond, but I don't remember
What are you doing in this neighborhood?
The one Raymond episode I remember is where he leaves a thing of cheese in his suitcase and doesn't take out the cheese. So that's... Go find that on Paramount Plus, I'm sure.
While you're resisting arrest.
I left a bag of Beats in my trunk of my car for like 7 months.
Yeah, they Beats by Dre or
no,
Beats
no, like
food.
Beats. Oh, the girl I was dating at the time, her grandfather would, like had a beet farm, and he gave me a bag, and I just left them in my trunk for months.
Do Beets even go bad?
Yeah, they went bad.
They just covered
they smelled awful.
They smell bad.
And then the 2 seed versus the 15 seed, the 2 seed Mark Zuckerberg against the 15 seed, the state of Kansas.
Ooh, this is a clash of titans for me.
Which obviously I'm biased.
Yeah, you did suggest Kansas, and we there's some other state suggestions, but Kansas did seem to have the least amount of things.
Is the most boring place. There is nothing of significance. There is no city that is consequential. There is no attraction that is even remotely desirable. There is not even a stereotype that's even mean enough about them to evoke emotion.
What's the biggest city in Kansas?
It's Wichita.
Okay.
And it's a damn big city.
How many?
You don't know shit about it.
The most exciting thing to do there is attend a Kansas Jayhawks basketball game, as I'd imagine. Maybe. Is what they would say.
It's the ball of twine good. In Cocker City.
Yeah.
Or the old Cowtown Museum.
It is so
I already wrote a blog, like 2,000 words, about it's called How Fucking Boring is Kansas.
It is. It's so boring that the first two things I thought of to counter why I shouldn't put it in were Nebraska. I was like, oh, those, nope, those are in Nebraska. So that
there are some things in Nebraska, yeah.
Yeah, there are. Warren Buffett.
What about
Omaha?
Iowa?
Omaha.
Idaho. Iowa.
Idaho has Wyoming. Beautiful mountains.
Wyoming has the lowest population.
Idaho has a blue football
US,
field.
Right?
Yeah.
Boise, Kansas, their highest point of elevation is, you can't even tell it elevates.
What's the tallest building in Kansas? Isn't that... like
a, municipal building, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it was like an apartment complex.
It's like a Kmart.
Mm-hmm. So we did a blog together before you even worked here, like the most famous celebrity from each state.
Yeah.
And we gave Kansas this frat kid who sticks his tongue out named Coley Vance.
I remember
him. And no, Kansas like went up in arms about this. And that led me to research Kansas. Like, what the fuck is going on in Kansas?
Is Jason Sudeikis from Kansas? Might be
Paul Rudd, maybe.
Yeah, I think they are. Well, they're Kansas. I think they are from, or they're from Missouri. John Hamm's from Missouri.
Ellen DeGeneres.
These
is
are
like
all Chiefs fans. That's why
he got pissed off. He got pissed at me at the tweet.
Really? Ellen DeGeneres is DJ.
DJ,
like, sassy gay DJ.
Yeah, he got pissed off. He was like, I'm from Kansas. I've never heard of this guy.
the guy who helps Ellen dance down the stairs.
Yes,
I mean Kansas is very boring. Like Wyoming has. Awesome parks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Great, like, tourist destinations.
Idaho, Wyoming, even.
Yeah. But Mark Zuckerberg, yeah. Also.
I feel like if you have to testify before Congress, you're not that boring. If you get a movie made about you, you're not that
yeah,
boring.
But
one of the best of the decade.
Exactly.
But he the movie's exciting. And the movie is very, very false in a lot of places. Keep that in mind. Like, even, like, admittedly not true. In a lot of places. So, I would argue that further proves how boring he is.
I think you could call him not cool. You could call him lame. I don't think you could call him boring, if that makes sense.
Agreed.
Like, he's doing data breaches. He's doing all this fucked up stuff. He has
what
to testify
like,
for Congress
like,
every week.
Jetpacking? What was he doing?
Yeah, he was jetpacking around.
But he makes... I know.
When you saw that picture of him with like the white face. I wasn't bored at that.
Dude, no. I cried laughing at that.
People's criticism of him is like, oh, he's like a robot. There's like movie franchises about robot people that are enamored with them.
Or like he's an alien
robot.
Yeah, alien or robot.
His video talking about like his barbecue. He's doing
that.
Yeah.
That was
amazing.
Electric.
That was the best.
But that's out of.
I'm drinking a beer and we're smoking
out of irony.
Sweet baby Rays.
That's completely
sweet
out of irony.
Baby Rays.
Especially like this group of people. We love dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, but like.
But then even if it's ironic, it's still exciting.
Then the lines get blurred as what is boring if it's entertaining.
It's still entertaining.
Who's a boring celebrity?
What did we just say along with Gwyneth?
Because I feel like we are giving a lot. Like, we've given all these celebrities, except for Chris Martin, oddly enough, like the entertainer, the guy who makes music and puts on shows.
Yeah.
Like, we're giving them a lot of outs for, like, if we consider that to be not boring for
Jay
Zuckerberg.
Jay Baruchel or whatever his
name
is.
Jay Baruchel. Jay Baruchel's in funny movies, though.
Yeah, like, but I just looked up his Instagram yesterday. He has like 120,000 followers. You think he'd have more?
He should have.
Just married up in Montreal.
Yeah, it's very Canadian.
I will say, we have to establish now, though, Mark Zuckerberg, when we do the least cool bracket, he has
to be
number
one. Yes. There. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
He does. He makes things that shouldn't exist because they're so cool not cool when he does
but that. But everything he does, I never want to read like a Zuckerberg article or see a Zuckerberg picture and I'm not entertained by it. Like, I'm immediately like, oh shit, that's lame, or oh shit, that's funny, or anything like that. Even if it's ironic, it's not boring. It's like, I'm never bored by Zuckerberg.
Agreed.
I'd go out and have a drink with him.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be an amazing
It's hard to call, like, bold to say that.
I don't know. Like, one of the most successful people in the world, like a boring life.
He is.
But is it a boring life, though?
Because, no. Like, that's what I'm saying.
He's like a huge scumbag, too, isn't he?
He's
how can that be boring? He's like, maybe he's monotone and he talks odd, but he's like evil. That's
inherently not boring.
And he's caked up.
He's caked up.
Yeah.
I would argue like Elon Musk is more boring because he tries so hard to the point where I find him now boring. His shtick is boring.
Okay, so we made arguments as why Mark Zuckerberg isn't boring. Is there any argument to why Kansas isn't boring in any way?
No, Kansas is definitely really fucking boring.
Dorothy wants to go back there and Wizard
That's
Oz.
The only thing.
Yeah, don't they get tornadoes?
Yeah. They do get tornadoes. That's cool, the city.
Yeah, tornadoes are pretty sick.
But I don't even think Kansas tries to claim they're like...
They're not really in Tornado Alley, but
Oklahoma gets more.
Iowa has like the most per like what isn't like Iowa and Oklahoma? Yeah, so they can't even claim that.
Cool things to do in Kansas.
And it was Kansas City, Kansas was that Schlitterbahn. So yeah. I guess that is one really interesting morbid story.
They lead the country with the most indoor skydiving rinks.
I'm more curious. Okay. I think we have to land on a boring celebrity by the end of it. But I do think Kansas is. KB's pitch was very good.
Kansas?
Yeah, it got to really Kansas.
Kansas boring. Is more boring.
All right, second round. Politicians against other people's, talking about other people's dreams.
This is brutal. This is a good matchup.
It is a good matchup, but it's got to be dreams.
I don't think.
It happens so often.
But sometimes you're in it, and sometimes like it's
there every now and then it's funny. And it's,
yeah, but the
you know, yeah.
Che nodded his head. Yeah,
you like when that. You're in a fuck dream.
Oh yeah,
politicians are
dude. Have you ever been
so
been in a sex
fucking
dream?
Boring?
Yeah, it's like a nice little ego boost. It's actually the same exact boost I get from actually fucking.
It's like almost better.
Yeah, it's dreams at least get a reaction enough for you to get annoyed that you're listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Politics,
imagine
I think it's just numbing.
Just like sitting down talking to the Solicitor General.
You know what?
Yeah, and he just gives you a bunch of non-answers.
A great example of this is C-SPAN. Like, C-SPAN is like notoriously known as the most boring channel
that
could have
made
exist.
This. Yeah,
and like, you got to look past like the federal government.
I know, like the you got like the Fifth Ward of the city or something.
Yeah, just local. Man, and I will say, growing up, like there's that age you hit as well where you realize like local politicians aren't like you're like, oh wow, that's the.
Mm-hmm.
His dad does that in the town, and then you're like, what the fuck?
I was,
you could just sign up and do it.
Yeah, I was writing a blog about our hometown. I was going to ask them, I emailed the mayor. I was like, really nervous. I was like, Dad, is it cool if I email the mayor? He's like, why the fuck would you be nervous emailing the mayor? And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
at
all.
In such high regard.
Yeah, like I'm like intimidated by like the mayor when I see him.
So that's a tough vote. Politicians. Who wants politicians here?
It's got to be.
That's pretty clean across the board. Politicians moves on. They take out other people's dreams. They actually do.
They do, yeah.
literally what they
wake
do.
Wake up, people.
The 4 seed versus the 5 seed. People with kids, the 4 seed and the 5 seed waiting room magazines.
Oof. This is a tough one, too.
There are, technically, I mean, we've gotten very, very, very technical. Technically speaking, a lot of cool people with kids.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, most of the world is,
people with kids. To be fair, been very technical on a lot of little things. I think have to be with people with kids.
Are you talking about being the person with kids or a friend with kids?
Like a friend with kids, I think, is the idea here.
I think that's great. Like, you view it as a friend with a dog. You don't have to take care of it, but like,
but you never see that friend.
See
yeah,
it.
But you don't ever
that
get a chance to.
Like, eventually, Che, you'll be on a plane where the majority of your friends have kids. Like, most of them have kids.
Statistically, having kids is the most mundane thing
I'm not a physical plane.
You can
like,
do.
Okay.
From a historical standpoint.
Yeah. It's tough because you're right. There are certainly outliers where people can live cool lives and stuff like that because they have a lot of help. But people that just have kids that are parents, especially young kids, ask them what they did this weekend. Snooze fest. Like, you don't want to hear what I did last weekend. Horrible. So that versus waiting room magazines, though. Waiting room magazines fucking suck, though.
They're awful. They're awful. And think about how many waiting room magazines that you won't even think about picking up.
That's true.
Like, that outnumbers the amount that you do. And think of how many you go... A magazine is meant to be sat down with and read start to finish over a longer period of time. You can go through 6 or 7 in a waiting room session because they're just
burning through.
They're so boring. You can't... Mm. You just physically can't hold one for more than 15 minutes.
10-year-old People magazine.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the best one that you could get in...
Sports Illustrated for Kids used to be very popular. You know,
What do you call it? Nintendo Magazine. I had my
Nintendo PD Power.
Kind of sick. Yeah, that one.
Sometimes you see a faces in the crowd from your local area.
Yeah. It's so old. It's like Ben Roethlisberger.
People with kids. Now that I think it's way too broad.
It is. I think we've gotten so...
Like, what about, like, trash parents with kids? We're terrible with their kids. That's not boring.
We've dissected down, like we said, like white paint. You can throw it on jeans. You can do, like, abstract art. We have to be fair, I think, to people with kids. Like, there are plenty of exciting people with kids.
Yeah.
And waiting room magazines, like, no matter which way you chalk it up, all waiting rooms have the same vibe, kind of.
Vlad Jr. and Senior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, that's very true.
All right, so I think that's... Is that across the board, magazines?
Yeah, I think so.
Magazines moves on. That's going to be a heavyweight Final Four.
Yeah.
White paint, the 3 seed, against rice cakes, the 6 seed.
That's rice cakes.
Cakes.
Rice cakes.
I would rather eat white paint.
You'd rather eat white, yeah.
Because it looked like you could make a joke like you just sucked a dick and your boys would laugh. That would work. And get me laughing.
What color paint did that guy eat that he thought was yogurt?
It was slightly green. It was a pastel green.
Very hilarious.
The look on that guy's
so fucking funny.
That was another, so funny.
It was just the entire internet laughing that like his brain doesn't work anymore.
Likely died.
My grandpa has dementia.
He is dead now. He's dead now.
My grandpa ate all this paint. Look at him. He thought it was yogurt.
And he ate so much of it.
And the worst part, the picture was... So pathetic. The picture was
I forgot how funny that was.
He's covered in it. It's all over
and
him.
And the poor family had him take the most pathetic looking picture of all time.
He's punched.
Taken from above the height of his forehead, and he's like,
he's not looking.
The granddaughter who posted it or whoever tried to defend it was like, no, he's laughing about it now.
No, he's
laughing maniacally about whatever he thinks happened.
His eyes are facing wrong directions.
You should be rushing him to the hospital. You were having him pose for pictures.
The painty, it doesn't even look close to you.
Okay, so the 6 seed rice cakes moved on. In a sweep. The 10 versus 15 matchup. Online work training against the state of Kansas.
Oh, these
the whole
suck
state.
So bad. Kansas you can avoid, at least.
Yeah.
That's actually a great point. Yeah. You never have to go to Kansas.
Everywhere you need to
you
do workplace training.
You likely have to do...
I just wanted to see Kansas make it to the next round.
Yeah, they did.
They had their
workplace training.
Are you still going to vote for Kansas for just your conscience?
No, because I don't believe it.
Everyone online work training.
It's got to be.
All right, Final Four, the 1 seed, politicians against the 5 seed, waiting room magazines.
That paint guy.
The paint guy.
It was so viral all at once that we kind of got tired of it fast, but that is truly the funniest.
Why would he be having yogurt out of a jar that big anyway?
Dude, it doesn't look close to a yogurt thing.
Why would he be serving it into a bowl?
Politicians. Yeah. Okay, so Final Four, politicians against waiting room magazines. Oh, they're so boring.
Yeah, I think it's politicians.
Each of them.
Politicians still manage to get into some controversy, which
that's,
is exciting.
So yeah, there are some that, like Elliot Spitzer or whatever.
Our
like,
city manager got a DUI and wrecked into a school bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
magazines, you could just flip them.
Significantly less cool than what
you could just make the noise and flip them.
How many? Yeah. How many? Best like
thing.
Three.
Or what's the best thing a local politician does?
But even that, you know, when you do that with the magazine, you get like three or four. Then it doesn't do it anymore.
Well,
you soften the pages.
Also, we're forgetting that we have cell phones. We have every magazine in the world on our phone.
True. Yeah, but magazines are still there, and they're always somehow water damaged. In every waiting room, they're like crinkled from water damage.
Always, yeah. There's always, and there's And this could argue that it's not boring and it's just gross. There's always that one part of the magazine you hit too that somebody may have like either it's like a booger or like
there's always food. Yeah.
It's like that is disgusting. It's like booger page. You're flipping quick. It's like
there's probably two boogers per Hallmark magazine.
I don't know which one. This is tough because they both have their exciting moment, but they both are mostly boring. So we'll go down the line. Owen?
Politicians.
KB?
I'm going magazines.
Ken Jack?
Grandpa. Sorry, I was trying to keyword search. I'm going to go politicians.
Politicians. I will go politicians suck. Yeah, politicians. That's three for politicians.
But now that I'm thinking about it, the local politicians, there's always drama. They're scandals.
No, but it's drama
about
nothing. It's about drivel.
Yeah, it's all drivel.
No, they are spewing.
You want to talk about drivel?
The Pete Buttigieg doing the high hopes dance.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But again, that you're talking about such a... That is like the tiniest percentage of a politician.
Mayor Pete? He was a mayor.
He ran for president, though.
A lot of people run for president.
But that high hopes was him going for president.
Yeah.
Like thousands and thousands and thousands of other politicians.
At the bureaucratic, like local municipal level.
All right. Yeah.
I'm going to Trump and Buttigieg. But that's like a random playboy, finding a random playboy in a pile of waiting room magazines.
That would be awesome.
That would be really weird. Probably never happened.
Because I have to go with magazines.
I'm also going magazines. Let's tie this up.
No, I think Kyle just flipped.
Oh, you flipped?
I ain't flipped.
All right, Gooch, you can break the tie. Magazines or politicians?
Politicians.
Yeah, politicians. Right, there's so many. Just, like the local railroad conductor. That's like a thing you can vote for. Or whatever. Yeah. Like,
what?
Just like, what is
comptroller?
That?
It's accountant.
Like, when you open your local balloting, actually, like New York, we're voting next Tuesday. Oh, there's some things you're like, who? Like,
my
comptroller voting for an accountant is the most boring thing you could possibly.
Okay,
do.
Yeah, you're right.
The town I grew up in is four square blocks, and they just vote to put in this one stop sign and then vote to take it out back and forth.
You really?
Yeah.
It's a one issue system.
It's a take them out year. Right.
Yeah.
And then the 6 vs. 10 rice cakes against online work training. I'll tell you what. Again, I think we've been a little unfair to the rice cakes because everything that we've debated except for rice cakes, we've said like a decent alternative you could do with it. You can dress up a plain rice cake, but we have said it's just the plain, no flavor rice cake.
But like, when is that situation happening?
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Avocado.
Right? Mm-hmm. You can
avocado on a rice cake?
No spread,
way.
A jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, jam. Way. Nutella, maybe?
Yeah, Nutella on a rice
cake. Nutella on a rice cake.
But we've been grossly unfair to rice cakes. However, we got to be consistent. So I'm going to view it as like the plain old nothing
no
rice
topping.
Cake. Which I get less enjoyment out of that than work, at least work training we joked earlier about. How
but during it is so fucking boring. Yeah, this feeling of dread I get when you have to go into
it. And I think when you're
it,
eating a rice cake, you're not like, oh, I'm so bored right now. It's more like, this is bad.
And the idea of the food is boring itself.
Yeah.
Not the idea of eating.
And at least it fills you up. Do work trainings work? No. Yeah. It's just so they have like, they're protected
it's
by like, yeah, it's liability.
It's how much of it do you, like, how much do you remember as you and I recite half the fucking training we did?
Well, because it was funny. Unintentionally.
That's another tough one. All right, Owen, down the line, rice cakes or work training?
Work training.
Work training.
Work training.
I'm going to go rice cakes.
Work training.
All right, rice. Work training. Where would you go, Jay?
I was going to go rice cakes.
Where are you? Right, so work training.
I want to make you the best rice cake tomorrow.
Work training against politicians.
Trust me.
In the championship, the final for most boring thing. Politicians, the one seed. We haven't really had a one seed fly all the way through like this. One seed makes a championship going up against online work training.
What if you have a work training to be a politician?
They definitely do.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
They probably have to do a bunch.
Yeah, you know, probably more than any other job.
Yeah, that's what makes them like that.
They love
They're the reason we have them.
Yeah, they love them. Mm-hmm. Like they treat them like video games.
Oh no.
The new work training dropped today.
Yeah.
I'll be playing it at 6 a.m.
Hey, where's the fucking DLC, dude? I want to get sexual harassment on this.
Fun for them. Love this one. But that little bit we just did just further proves how boring politicians are. Well, I mean,
in politics, you got a lot of parties, technically speaking.
But you're giving them the party is their boring. Like, they themselves... Yeah. Like, you know what the one of the most... The, see, this is now... People. Now we're getting to lame things. Like, when they call the fucking White House Correspondents Dinner nerd prom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that is boring. Like, that, the idea of that is so boring. And they have comedians on who do their... Easily their most boring stand-up set.
Mm, their most neutered one.
Yeah. Any comedian who's done the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I guarantee you they'd be like, that is my worst set in front of like a large
crowd. It's like the most neutered set they've ever done. It's old.
Dick Cheney farted. It's like, oh, God.
Here we go. Is there anything else about Dick Cheney you'd like to joke about?
Yeah. Parks and Rec, The West Wing, House of Cards. These are shows about politics that are good.
There's
no shows about work training.
Frank Underwood and fucking Jed Bartlett are so fake. Like they're it's played up drama. It's fiction.
Do you think you could make a good show around work training?
No.
If you like really made a joke out of it, yes, because you've already made jokes about work training today.
I feel like Texas mayors, small town Texas mayors, are not boring.
I couldn't tell you what my mayor was.
They just seem like there's shit going on there.
Can you name your mayor? Current mayor of your hometown?
No, not at all. I think it's someone from my high school. They ran for politics. They were one of the.
They ran for
guys.
Politics.
I mean, I'm going to look.
Running for politics.
I was a political science minor. Don't even forget it.
Oh my god! Like, I want to just like
running the New York Marathon for politics.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear? I won politics.
Like, you ran for muscular dystrophy. You fucking nerd! I ran for politics.
Borough president, city council, comptroller, public advocate.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. That is boring.
Here's what the public advocate does. The public advocate is a non-voting member of the New York City Council. They serve for 4 years. If the mayor leaves office, the public advocate will act as mayor until a special election is held, introduce and co-sponsor bills, provide oversight for city agencies, and investigate citizens' complaints about city services.
It's the backup quarterback of politics. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And work training does have a sense of achievement and... progress, which is there is a thrill there, an inherent thrill.
And if you have the right ones, gifts.
Yeah.
When's the last time you thought about That's So Raven before you did the recent work training here?
It's been a minute.
You know she drives a smart car?
No, I don't know that.
Now you do. Now you do.
You know I saw her live on Broadway?
You saw Raven Simone live?
For what?
Yeah. She was a nun in something.
Sister Act?
Sister Act was on Broadway.
Yeah.
Might have been that.
Probably that.
I have a picture with her.
With Raven.
Yeah.
Raven Simone.
Yes.
Did she get in her smart car afterwards?
I didn't see it.
I always saw her.
Wait, I want that picture.
She was driving it out of the View studio. The View. That could have... Now, the View's exciting. When they yell at each other.
I mean, we're essentially doing the View right now.
We are, yeah.
Yeah.
Not topic.
I'm Star. What was her name?
Star Jones?
I'm Star Jones.
Shay would absolutely be the Elizabeth Hassel.
Yeah, you would.
She was just on TV.
People have been calling me the Star Jones of Barstool.
Is KB Whoopi?
Oh, yeah.
Megan
McCain.
No, he's Joy Behar. Yeah, KB is the Joy Behar of Barstool.
I am Joy Behar.
All right, so final vote. What are we going?
This is really
tough.
We'll reverse it. We'll start with Che.
I'm easily persuaded, so someone just...
Che, politicians or online work training?
This is hard. Online work training, I feel like there's always a situation that's going to stand out to you, like that one.
That's what she said.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like I got to go online work training.
All right, Nick?
Much like Kansas, you can avoid politicians.
Kansas is so boring you forgot its name.
Yeah, Candace. It's one of the states. You can avoid politicians. They're out of mind. Work trainings are mandatory boring. I got to go work trainings.
Okay. I can't get the idea of the comptroller out of my head. Ugh.
Voting
so
for
I'm
an
going
accountant.
Politicians.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
Oh, that's just, yeah, I got to go politicians.
Nasty taste in the mouth. I do think that even though a wide majority of politicians are insanely boring, there are some that do very cool shit, like very rad stuff, like Elliot Spitzer bringing hookers across state lines. That's cool. I'm sorry. There's no such thing as a cool work training. No such thing. Does not exist. I have to pick it.
And I know, like you said, it's only a small percentage, but Donald Trump could arguably be the least boring human of the decade.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Of the century.
Yeah.
Of the century, even. Work training.
It's like the Shane Gillis thing. Years. Like he was like the funniest.
Maybe not funniest, but definitely least boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say probably.
So that means work training takes the cake.
I was voting for it as well.
Work training takes the cake as the most boring thing. Oh, it does suck.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
I feel like there's a lot of recency bias because we all just did one.
It was tough because you couldn't even click out of the fucking window.
You couldn't click out of the window or else time would stop.
That's the only reason I'm voting. That's what they're doing now?
That's what
you can't even close out of the window.
Because the old thing they would do is the progress bar would lie. And just sometimes it wouldn't move. So it would try to work train. But honestly, any online training. Did you did anyone do online driver's ed?
No. Oh yeah.
Any online training?
Do you get a wheel?
No. Like you do like the
you know like doing you know like being like playing Forza.
When I got caught illegally downloading moves like Jagger by Maroon 5 in Lost, I had to do like a series of those until I got a 100% score.
Oh my That's god! Brutal.
Yeah.
A 100. The pass rate on our recent one, I don't think was even 100, which seems. Might be an issue, but...
Yeah.
Well, we passed, though.
Should we get an update on Paint Grandpa?
Yeah, what's he doing?
Let's talk about...
Paint Grandpa, he's apparently... she put up a picture of FaceTime with Paint Grandpa. Paint Grandpa, he's like... It's a very blurry picture, which is like, yeah, Paint Grandpa's doing okay. His stomach's completely unfazed. He looks like he's very phased.
Yeah, he's incredibly
That's a phase, man.
I refuse to believe Paint...
That was in 2019, too.
Shout out to Paint Grandpa. A video. Rest in peace if Paint Grandpa is no longer with us.
Imagine if he's still here. Like, imagine dying of COVID and he's still alive.
He's got a video.
Can we make the rest in peace graphic to tweet from LCB when it happens?
Oh, just him dancing to an old 50s song. Never mind. I thought he was going to say something. Paint Grandpa.
What are some other honorable mentions? What are some other ones?
I submitted those black binder clips that are not as good as paper clips or as fun.
Yeah.
They're harder to open.
Submitted English people as a whole.
Yep, that's good.
I think that would have been a good one.
English people are boring.
I submitted the modern architecture they're doing to fast food.
That almost made it in.
And apartments.
That got replaced.
They're ruining all of the flavor, the pizzazz.
Communion wafers replaced that one last second as well, yeah. Those are boring, though.
Phone dying on commute.
Boring.
Twizzlers.
I have the first...
Twizzlers is good.
First hour and a half of Passion of the Christ.
He's in the news.
Jim
Caviezel, yeah.
January, boring. The new push pops. You don't push them up anymore. They're spring loaded, so it's just boring. What's the point? They're not push pops anymore.
I submitted paddle ball and a string.
Oh, I thought of that.
A slinky.
Ooh. That's pretty bad.
Good idea in practice. Very rarely works. Original flavored gum.
How would you describe original flavored gum?
Yeah, do you mean like bubble gum original flavor?
Like pink?
Bubble gum. Yeah, pink.
Pink?
Okay.
I put in road trips after the first hour because I do think that there is like a level of excitement during
the first hour
section.
Is dope.
The first hour is incredible.
Well, road trips, very similar to a celebrity softball or basketball game. Yeah. It's that initial, the buzz is there, and then it's
nothing goes from a peak to a valley quicker than because you're waiting for all your boys to get to like the meeting spot, all hopping in the car. It's a blast.
Only so exciting when
and you get the gas station out of the way too early.
Only wait like 50
There's
minutes.
Nothing worse when you know you did the gas station stuff way too quickly.
Now I got nothing to look forward to.
You have to you give them like the lie about needing to piss. You're like, oh, but they're like, fuck, I should have saved it.
Whole car smells like beef jerky.
Oh, yeah.
You love that shit.
You love it.
You love getting the meat sweat, Steve, don't you?
Speaking of peaks and valleys, I had low incline hikes.
Oh,
I had hikes as well. Yeah.
So walk. I find hikes, I feel satisfied at the end when you get the view, or if it's treacherous, if it's satisfying getting
the
up.
Workout.
Yeah. But if it's just a walk on a path.
You can't even call that a hike.
That. Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, it is boring.
Nature walk. anything. I put women on the list, too.
Women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't even get me fucking started.
Yeah. I had them up there. I'm happy with our group that we got, though.
Yeah, we got a good group.
Yeah, I think the winner, I mean, politicians, we found a lot of outs for a lot of these people on here who I do think are all fairly boring. I think everyone on this list is, to an extent, pretty fucking boring. But politicians, the amount of boring just makes you fall asleep. People who are politicians just outnumbers so many things. But then online work training as well, it's just... Mm-hmm.
Unbeatable.
Online work training won, right?
It did.
Okay. Yeah, one.
I'm saying both who made the final, I
they're
think
brutal.
Very, Wordy. Very deserving. That was a very deserving one seed. Politicians do stink. Next bracket, anything that comes to mind? Do we celebrate something?
Best depictions of Jesus Christ. Jim Caviezel, one seed? Question mark?
We'll have Jim Caviezel in studio, too.
Redheads?
Redheads.
We thought about
like,
redheads. That was one of the ones we had on.
Most
there.
Nostalgic things.
I like more open ended things like this one. So I don't know.
All right, we'll think about it.
Yeah.
Redheads was a good one we had on there though. There's a lot of options.
Redheads could work.
A lot of options. We'll go back and forth. We'll do open ended, then we'll do some people, we'll do things. We'll figure it out. We'll be back next week. Most boring, the fourth winner of the bracket, it's online work training as the most boring thing. Complete them, but boy, do they suck. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.